This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has been named as one of the best public universities in the United States for veterans to earn a degree. The ranking was made by Military Times, which had UW-Stout as the top school for veterans out of 304 across the country. The university also received a gold designation as a military-friendly school, marking the 16th time it has received that honor. University officials credit the school's welcoming and supportive environment, as well as their Veteran Services Department, for the programs and help they offer. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden released a statement on Wednesday criticizing U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack for not answering a letter regarding the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy. Congressman Van Orden and a number of other representatives sent the letter in late October requesting answers on the agency's loan and grant processes and information on the bankruptcy filing. In his statement this week, Congressman Van Orden accused the USDA of ignoring small and medium-sized farmers. Eau Claire State Assembly Representative Jody Emerson has been elected to serve as the Minority Caucus Sergeant-at-Arms. According to a press release, Representative Emerson was elected to the position unanimously by Assembly Democrats, who gained a number of seats with new district boundaries in the election this year but still find themselves in the minority. In a statement, Representative Emerson thanked her colleagues for trusting her to serve in the position and vowed to make sure everybody has a voice during the decision-making process. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has released a report estimating that the state will have a $4 billion surplus at the end of the fiscal year. According to a press release, that $4 billion surplus is in addition to the nearly $2 billion rainy day fund. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers says he wants to use the surplus funding to continue making critical investments in the state's economy. The Department of Revenue also shared tax revenue estimates for the next 3 years, showing small increases of about 2 or 3%. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released report cards for the state's public schools in the 2023-2024 school year. According to the report, about 93% of public school districts across the state met or exceeded the expectations set out by the DPI. Officials say there's still more work to do, especially with districts routinely turning to their community with operational referendums for critical funding. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is also seeking a $4 billion spending increase in her budget proposal. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents that cases of whooping cough are on the rise. According to DHS officials, there have already been more than 1,700 confirmed cases of whooping cough this year, a significant increase over recent years. The highly contagious infection could seem like the common cold at first, but if residents have symptoms that go beyond a runny nose or small fever, they should check with their health care provider. Health officials are also reminding residents to get vaccinated. Early progress is being made on a passenger rail project to connect Eau Claire to Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Chippewa-St. Croix Rail Commission has selected a team of consultants for phase one of the project, which would be identifying a rail corridor connecting Eau Claire, Menominee, Baldwin, and Hudson with bipartisan infrastructure law funding. The consultant team will be led by HDR Engineering and HNTB Corp. This phase of the project has received a $500,000 grant from the Federal Railroad Administration. The Department of Transportation is seeking input from the community on proposed bridge rehabilitation projects across western Wisconsin. DOT officials are planning work on three bridges carrying State Highway 124 between Eagleton and State Highway 64 in Chippewa County, a bridge on State Highway 25 over Hay River in Dunn County, a bridge on Claremont Avenue over a pedestrian underpass near Keith Street in Eau Claire, and a bridge on US 10 over Plum Creek in Plum City. Public comments will be accepted until December 31st. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates will soon be open. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the DATCP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application period will open at noon on December 2nd and will remain open until noon on January 31st. The application is available online. As Wisconsin hunters prepare for the beginning of the gun deer hunt season this weekend, DNR officials are warning of a potentially smaller overall harvest. The number of registered hunters has dropped steadily over previous years and stands at around 600,000 this year. With declining interest in hunting, mild weather conditions, and the latest possible start to this hunting season, the overall harvest numbers could suffer. Officials are also reminding hunters to have their deer checked for chronic wasting disease and registered online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. Obviously, I think he does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot. But he's a guy that flies around the field. He's an aggressive player. He tackles well. There's just not a lot of things that he doesn't do well. But he's really just a great athlete out there, and he's all over the place.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spin-off of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. Variety reports Anne Hathaway has signed on to the new thriller Verity. The film is based on the Colleen Hoover novel of the same name. Hoover's book It Ends With Us was also adapted for the big screen. Hathaway plays an author injured in a car accident, preventing her from finishing her novel. A ghostwriter is hired and uncovers family secrets. In breaking radiant skin news, Selma Hayek has the secret to ageless skin. You might think it was just because she has gobs of money, but no. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the 58-year-old actress swears by a new product that contains bark from a Mexican tree that regenerates the skin. Even better, thanks to Hayek, you don't have to find the tree and scrape the bark off yourself. Hayek found a way to put the tree bark in cream form, and she's selling it for just $10. That's a deal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.